Welcome to
WMFO
in
Medford.
It's 7:03:47 a.m.
Here we are
on
the clog dance.
We are
Emma and Nina.
That was good.
Intense. I'm sorry. I was struggling.
Me too. I was trying to anticipate what you were going to do.
No, I'm so sorry.
We did.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello. It's on the clog dance.
Tuesday. We're dancing.
Yeah, it's the first day of reading period for all the people in college right now.
Yeah.
All of my finals are pretty much over.
Emma has had a lot of things.
Yeah, I don't think that they're supposed to do that before finals week, but you know?
I feel like sometimes, like, each professor is like, oh, I'm going to be the one that does it earlier, and, like, that'll be nice, because then, like, my kids will be done with it. And then,
oh, like, it turns out.
But then, like, little they did all they do know. It, and then it's like, wow, okay.
You actually, and that's almost worse, because then I literally didn't have, like, those reading period days are there for a reason to, like, have you prepare for finals.
During that period.
And for me, like, the weekend, still had work due for, like, the class that was on Monday.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that was my rant about school, and it's over.
School is great. Learning is fun. Emma's eyes are really itching.
No, that's true. I'm very lucky to be here. But anyway, we have an exciting piece of information about the number of our show today.
Do you want to say it?
It's the 50th anniversary show of the Clog Dance.
We've been doing this for 50 times.
Wow, that means that we spend at least 50 hours together.
Wow, at least. If not more.
Probably like at least three times
plus
that amount.
Plus like the extra hour the whole first semester where we would like nap in the same room afterward.
Oh, yeah. And the times that we get breakfast too.
Yeah, true.
Wow, we probably spent a lot of hours. That means that we're probably like expert friends.
Oh, this just got super duper sweet. Wow. A thing that I was a personal goal for myself in this show was to like not cry and or have my voice be really, really, really high pitched for like the whole point at any point. So we'll see how well I do with that. But also,
yeah,
I like you a lot.
I like you too. I like doing this with you.
Agree.
For context about why this is a bittersweet moment, it's because this is our last show.
Maybe, yeah, I think.
Until we do it when we're adults for a job.
Until we're professional radio DJs.
Oh, didn't I tell you that?
Oh, no, I'm there. That's all right, I'm really there. I've been sending out my applications. Like, we're good to go.
But yeah, so we're just going to play some tunes. Our theme is sort of just like a celebration of what we're feeling.
I love Emma. That's my theme.
My theme is just like a lot of my bounce songs.
I love
honestly
that.
Repeated. I'm ready to bounce. So we can dance if you want to.
Yeah, I feel good about that.
Yeah, so what song did we hear?
The first song we heard was by Mitski, and that's the song Happy, because you make me happy, and doing this radio show with you makes me happy, and also I like that song.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's what it is. That's where it is.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. I was like, okay. Would you like to play a tune?
Yeah.
Cool.
So this tune is, I feel like, pretty representative of how our show went based on the artist for like most of the time.
Ooh.
So
I'm excited.
Just kidding. Nina, do you want to play a tune? Song.
Wait, this is actually aptly, this fits in well. This song is called Save Me, so I'm here to save you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
I'm alone on my throne, all these riches. Here we are.
We're back.
Still. Hello.
What songs do we hear?
First song we heard was called Save Me by Nicki Minaj. Second song we heard is called As Time Goes by Ciamara. Two songs that I like, have been listening to a lot recently. You save me, and as time goes, I will always love you.
Oh. I was talking to Jordan about this show, and I was like, I'm going to try not to cry. He's like, you're definitely going to cry.
Oh, no. This is like in the mapping lab.
Oh, God. It might have been on the way, like, back and forth from, like, we got a meal. Like, we left at some point, but...
He showed me a picture of you alone in that room where you were really straight-faced and you were like, here I am with like everyone else at 10 in the morning in the library mapping my like data.
They let me in 10 minutes early because it was so cold outside. I was just standing there. Oh, my like, it's God. Too cold. Come in.
You are the real MVP. For anyone who hasn't realized after hearing how, whatever number of our 50 times on this program that you've heard or have or have not tuned into, Emma is like really the purest soul there is. I would just like to say, wowie. Just like a very kind and pure person.
Thank you. Man.
Got let into the library 10 minutes early because it was so cold outside.
It was just, that okay, it was just because I like was stupid and didn't realize that it didn't open
no,
until
you're
10.
So important. It has inconvenient hours on the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that they don't, like, want other, like, people to have to work that early either, but, yes. Like, on a Sunday, I feel like I could just get my groove on at, like, 8 a.m. in the library, just, like, get in there, but...
Emma's also a powerhouse, is another thing. A pure powerhouse.
Wow, stop.
Oh, no. Man.
Keep going. yeah, should I play some tunes?
Yes.
Finally, now go that I've it. Gotten the solution worked out for this little device. Here
I'm
you
ready.
Go. Bye.
Blood running for Neverland, time can never stop me. No, 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 no. I know you try to. I come riding in on a pale white horse, and in our eyes, do less fortunate. I do advise you run in, back, running out back when you're breaking it down for me. Cause I can hear you two times running on back. Will it ever make sense to me? I got to do things my own way, darling. Will you ever let me? Will you ever? Just let me, why you ain't never let me grow? When I look outside
just because you care. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. Talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Hello.
We're here, on the Clog Dance. We heard two tunes. The first one we heard was Consideration, featuring SZA by Rihanna. Mm. And then the second song we heard was Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Two of our really, the Clog Dance's favorite artists.
Yeah, I decided to open it up with like the classics of our show.
Honestly,
just to
yeah.
get it going. I
really think that's a good idea.
Very different artists, but near and dear to our hearts.
The Clog Dance spans genres. That is something I would say.
Wow, what if Rihanna and Dolly Parton did a collaboration?
I feel like they would get along so well.
I feel like that too, and I feel like if they did a concert for us.
They're both so cool, and I feel like also...
We are cool. So like,
yeah, that was totally where I was going with that. The four of us should hang out.
That's what I want.
It's a great idea.
Wow. Maybe that'll happen one day. Until then,
see if they've ever like been in a picture together.
We should like write to them, write to their agents, be like, "Hey, check this out."
I think I'm just thinking about how many times on the show we've been like, "We should really write to Rihanna." You know what we should do? I wonder if we wrote Rihanna a letter, she'd respond.
Maybe we should just go for it. I wonder if like it might be kind of. We might get a response if we wrote a physical letter, because I'm sure a lot of it is like over the internet and web things that she gets fan mail now, like emails or anything. So maybe we could do it. Yeah. Nina's like,
No, I like that. Sorry, I'm looking at the results of my internet inquiry. It seems like they haven't really collaborated. I am finding the first two like YouTube video links that come up. One is called Rihanna versus Dolly Parton, which I'm interested by.
Whoa.
The other is Rihanna, quote, remix Dolly Parton Jolene.
Cool.
And then some letters.
Maybe we should do some exploring.
Yeah. It's 1:43. So that's something I'll listen to in my free time later when I'm trying to like not do my homework.
Cool,
later today.
Cool. Yeah, I'll do that too.
Things to think about. Anyway, a great collaboration. Two great songs.
Two great
love
people.
Them. Love you.
Love you too.
There it is.
Okay, do you want to play some tunes?
I would indeed.
Hello. Good evening. Yeah. Came in here to shut the world out. Nothing to get into, nothing to be about. Just grab a little bite, quiet little night. By no means looking for me.
night, but hello. Good evening. Clearly she was out with the girls alone.
That I could tell.
Beautiful with barely any makeup on.
So natural.
Kinda make you wanna put the games away. Think about the future, but first I'll say hello.
Something in a book he read. like that drink. Fine, yeah, I know, I remember that too. In your living room, right, we began to fight, but then we both felt confused. And we were laughing and crying in all of the sides of the moon. Oh. Do you wanna
hello,
welcome back.
Here we are.
It's 7:30.
It is
1:48. Sorry, 52. I was rounding, and I was like, "That's dishonest. What if someone is on a time schedule here?" So
the 1 second.
Yeah, the one
that's
minute. I'm sorry, I cut
no,
you off.
No. You were correct. I'm just gonna sit here for a second.
Well, actually, do you want to tell us about the tunes we heard?
Okay, sure. The first song we heard, in keeping with Emma's little string of clog dance favorites, was Miss Right by Neo, yeah. Another one of our core group of favorite musicians. Also, I know in the song he means it maybe not quite the way I mean it, but you're Miss Right.
Wow, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, I wasn't looking for anything, and then it's just like all of a sudden, like, there you were.
Oh, but we Miss were Wright. Looking for each other.
I got to college, I was like, I don't know, and then I was like, Miss Wright. So basically, the other song was Size of the Moon by Pine Grove, which my friend Jordan introduced me to recently. Mm. He put something else by them on a mix, and I was like, this is fun. And this song at one point is like, do you want to dance? Which is something that we do here on the clog dance.
Yeah, it is.
And so pairing those together, I pulled an Emma of a couple of songs in a small theme,
a mini theme.
Because we danced often to things like Neo.
Through the years.
Exactly.
A lot of Neo was playing.
Oh my gosh.
I can play some tunes, please. Hi, everyone.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Honey, come home. My stubborn ways are behind me now. They're behind me now. And there's nothing here that will not break down like you never did. Wipe the counters off and put away
hesitate. We were young so many years ago. And I think of all this time that we've wasted with all our fighting, and I cry. Just wanna die with the one I love beside me. Oh God, I love my vices, but they've taken me to places that I never thought I'd go. And I am ready to be home. And I think of every spark, every whisper in the dark. Now it's time. I just wanna die with the one I love. Just wanna die with the one I love. Just wanna die with the one I love. Stubborn ways are behind me now.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks. I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older than you. But I would walk 500 miles and I I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And
when I come home,
yes I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Hi, we're back.
I would walk all the miles to end up with you.
Hey, stop stealing my line.
Oh, sorry. You can go again. Here, let's try
yeah,
again.
Let's fight.
Hi, everyone. We're still here. WMFO in Medford.
We heard two tunes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
I know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Keep me on my toes. I like that. Keep going.
I wanted to start in order. So we heard two songs. The first one was Honey Come Home by The Head and the Heart. And the second one was I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles by The Proclaimers. And it's talking about, in my mind at least, the distance that we might face in mileage in the next semester. And how Nina is going to come to my home this break to visit, but also after, because it's not going to be the last time.
No.
We'll end up living together eventually, I'm sure.
Probably, yes. Or mental hermiting in the same estate.
Well, yeah, I think you're probably one of the only people that I would say could share my estate.
Aww.
For my ornamental hermiting.
You can be a big estate. I can be, like, on the other side.
Okay, good. We can meet, like, every two years to, like, say hi for a minute, but, like...
So intimate. We clearly really love each other. This is a friendship for the ages. We can say hi every 2 years.
That is love to an ornamental hermit,
it's
let me
really
tell you.
That is really some close.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Anyway. We have a little PSA to read from
indeed.
WMFO.
And then if anyone has feedback about this or wants to help me come up with a conclusion, I would appreciate it. Because something I've been thinking about recently is perhaps I do this. And then I was like, not sure. But I might go for it just because I'm afraid of everything. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message of in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
It's kind of creepy.
It's really creepy. But also, like, I'm definitely like a sheep in the computer takeover of the world. Like, I don't know anything.
Yeah. Yeah,
the robots are going to come and I'm going to be like, okay, cool.
I recently drew a picture, did I show it to you, of how I think the future is going to look. And it was a plant stomping on all of the computers and buildings. So
I revisit my point earlier that Emma is the purest soul.
Well, it wasn't because the plant had really sharp teeth and it was like giant, but it was great. Holding me in its hand because I was going to survive.
Wait, can I see this picture, please?
Yeah, I have it in my pocket.
Amazing.
My coat.
When did you draw this?
Last weekend.
What is it like drawn in?
Just a piece of paper.
A pen. Okay, wow.
Yeah, this isn't fancy. I like don't have the actual artistic talent to do. Even though that'd be really cool to have like the full-on picture of me, this image that in my head of the future, but ooh. I'll show it to you. And then, sorry listeners, you'll have to see me in person if you want to understand what's going on.
Yeah,
but
if you see Emma walking around, be like, hey,
ask
can
me
I
about
see that picture?
My picture.
The plant?
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Wow.
To look at, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, people, you're not going to take this pic from me.
I'm really excited.
Okay. You're going to be let down, but it's okay.
No, I'm excited. It's impossible. You can never let me down.
Oh,
do you want to hear the songs thing?
Yeah. Wait, did you already read the PSA?
Yes.
I'm so tired. Okay, I'll play the songs.
Oh. Keep me here, 'cause it's all yours.
Hi.
Hi. I can confirm that Emma's picture is really a masterpiece.
Oh, of the plants taking over the world.
Yeah, yep. To clarify.
If anyone wants to be in the post-apocalyptic world where plants take over, talk to me because you're going to know how to work with them.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come to the Garden Club meeting. No, just kidding.
Amazing. Yeah.
It's actually a post-apocalyptic club. It's not.
Emergency preparedness.
Yikes. Yeah. Anyway, what songs do we hear?
We hear two songs. The first song was called All in My Head by Pretty Sick. Second song called Come Back by Pelican Sister. Thought process being behind this duo. When we are parted in the next semester, in my head I will always be thinking about you, and then I will come back, and we will reunite to Ornamental Hermit somewhere together. Additionally, you're pretty sick. And they say love is embarrassing, but I'm not embarrassed that I love you. They say love is embarrassing is the, those are the names of the two albums that the, those two songs were on. To clarify.
Oh, man.
Pretty sick, and they say love is embarrassing.
Yeah, you have to come back. Can we make a little pinky promise?
Yeah. We're pinky promising right now.
Okay, good. There it is.
All right. Make a little pinky promise.
Yeah. Those were nice tunes.
Some tunes. Two tunes. Two tunes.
Yeah, I can play a tune.
Hit me.
Are you okay?
Yeah. This this may be the last time. 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 This may be the last time we walk together. This may be the last time. I don't know. This may be the last time we walk together. This may be the last time. I don't know. This may be the last time. 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 I don't know. This may be the last time we sing together. This may be the last time. I don't know. This may be the last time we sing together. This may be the last time. I don't know. This may be the last time. 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 I don't know. This may be the last time we bow together. This may be the last time. I don't know. This may be the last time we bow together. This may be the last time. I don't know. This may be the last time. 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 I don't know. This may be the last time. I don't know. This may be. Maybe. Maybe the last time. I don't you.
That was an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I put you through that.
Wow.
So
what song?
The first tune we heard was Miss Independent by Neo. And the second song we heard was Maybe the Last Time from True Blood by DDO. And okay, the first song is like the classic, and I think in my head I should do this more often to in person, but I thank Nina every day for bringing me Neo, because aww, that song really just really gets me when I need to get going. I just like
when
turn
I need
it
to be
on.
Got that song.
Yep,
gets me.
Yep. And then the next song, Maybe the Last Time, here the twist is that she ends with "We don't know."
Oh, I thought it was just Maybe the Last Time.
No.
And I was like, great. Perfect. Like, no. It's
no,
not.
It's that we don't know what's up. So
well, I do know that not the last time.
Not the last time we hang. Maybe just the last time we're in this radio station together.
Yeah, saying weird stuff in a way that maybe gets recorded and other people can listen to.
Yeah, so maybe that's not a horrible
thing. Maybe it's fine.
It's not. Anyway, thanks everyone who's tuned in ever to the Clog Dance.
I was wearing clogs today.
I am wearing clogs today. But it's been a lovely 3 years?
3 years.
2.5 years. Yeah. We've done a lot of things on the show.
Wow.
Nikki listened to a lot of songs.
Listened to a lot of Neo. Talked a lot of tough questions. What's the difference between a muffin and a cupcake? Where do animals go in the winter?
Yeah, we should have done a highlight reel of all the answers to our questions.
Mostly we just end up with more questions. I'm just like, wow, I realize I know nothing about sharks, actually.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Anyway. Thanks for being my co-host all these years.
I love you a lot.
Love you too.
Do you want to play another song before we maybe cry?
Sure.
Earlier we were like, what if we actually both start crying this hour?
Yeah.
That would be really something. Because if Emma starts crying, and I feel like maybe you'd be the first one, I will invariably start also crying.
I'm really trying not to right now.
You should totally play a song.
Okay, this is called Stitches by Shawn Mendes. Bye.
I thought that I'd been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover. Move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe, shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches, tripping over myself, aching, begging you to come help. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches, just like a moth drawn to a flame. Oh, you lured me in, I couldn't sense the pain. Your bitter heart cold to the touch. Now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm left seeing red on my own. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll meet.